Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani Member by Ram Goldhar and Dei Mesechus Yevamos Daf Samukhei, the sixth parak Kabbal Yabimto. So the three drops we're going to focus on, number one, is Tana Breisa, Nisus Larishan Vahayolo Banim. If a woman was married to her first husband and did not have children with him, and was married to a second husband and did not have children with him either, she may not marry a third husband, Elomishi Yesh Labanim, unless it's one who has children of his own. If she did marry one who does not have children, Teitzei Belo Ksuba, she must be divorced and does not receive her Ksuba payment. They want to ask what the din is if she married the third husband and did not have children with him either. May the first two husbands demand a refund of their ksuba payment? Can they say to her, Igo Milsa da Atu de Garam, it is now revealed that you are the cause of the childlessness, or perhaps she can say, Hashahu de Kahashi, it's only now that I've grown weak and have become infertile. The Gemara says that it's logical to assume that she can say that she has now grown weak and they may not collect a refund on their ksubas. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Aish Mitzuva al Pirivya of Aloha Isha, a man is commanded regarding the mitzvah of Pruervu, but not a woman. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said, it's concerning both of them that the Torah says, V'yavarcho sam elkim, yomer elhim elkim, pru urvu. And Hashem blessed them, and Hashem said to them, be fruitful and multiply. The Gemara asks what the Tana Kama source is. When Rabbi Ula said in the name of Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, it stayed in the pasuk of pru urvu, v'miluos ha'arz v'kiv shua, and fill the earth and conquer it. Ish dar chalik bosh v'ini isha dar chalik bosh. It's the way of a man to conquer, but it's not the way for a woman to conquer. When the Gemara challenges this, since the word kiv shua is written as a plural imperative and implies that two people are being commanded, both the man and the woman, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answers that since it's written without a vav, it may be read v'kavsha, which is in the singular. Rav Yosef said that the source that only men are commanded in the mitzvah of pru urvu is when Akash Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, Ani kel shakai prey uvrei, I am kel shakai, be fruitful and multiply, which is in the singular. And pointing with Rabbi Allah also said in the name of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Keshem shem mitzvah adam lomar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah adam shalomar davar she'eno nishma, just as it's a mitzvah for a person to say words of tochacha that will be accepted, so too there's a mitzvah for a person not to say words of tochacha that will not be accepted. Rabbi Abba said, chova, it's a chiyuv not to offer words of rebuke to someone who will not listen. Rabbi Allah also said in the name of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, mutar lo la'adam l'shanos b'davar hashalom, it's mutar for a person to deviate from the truth in a matter that threatens peace, which is learned from when Yosef's brother told him, after Yaakov's death, that Yaakov had told them to tell Yosef to forgive them. Rabbi Nassim says it's a mitzvah to do so, which can be learned from Akash Baruch Hu telling Shmuel to tell Shaul that he was bringing a carbon, when in fact Shmuel was on his way to anoint David as Melech. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was Tana Breisa, Nisa Zerisham, Wahayu Lovanim, if a woman was married to her first husband and did not have children with him, and was married to a second husband and did not have children with him either, she may not marry a third husband, Elamish Yesh Lovanim, unless it's one who has children of his own. If she did marry one who does not have children, Teitzei below Ksuba, she must be divorced and does not receive her Ksuba payment. They want to ask what the din is if she married the third husband and did not have children with him either. May the first two husbands demand a refund of their Ksuba payment? Can they say to her, Igo Milsa da Atu de Garam, it is now revealed that you are the cause of the childlessness, or perhaps she can say, Hashahu de Kahashi, it's only now that I've grown weak and have become infertile. The Gemara says that it's logical to assume that she can say that she has now grown weak and they may not collect a refund on their ksubas. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Aish Mitzuva al Pirivya of Aloha Isha, a man is commanded regarding the mitzvah of Pru Urvu, but not a woman. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said, it's concerning both of them that the Torah says, V'yavarcho sam elkim, yomer elhim elkim, Pru Urvu. And Hashem blessed them, and Hashem said to them, be fruitful and multiply. The Gemara asks what the Tana Kama source is. Rabbi Ula said in the name of Elazar Rabbi Shimon, it stayed in the pasuk of Pru Urvu, v'miluos ha'arz v'kiv shua, and fill the earth and conquer it. Ish dar chalik bosh v'ini isha dar chalik bosh. It's the way of a man to conquer, but it's not the way for a woman to conquer. When the Gemara challenges this, since the word kiv shua is written as a plural imperative and implies that two people are being commanded, both the man and the woman, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answers that since it's written without a vav, it may be read v'kavsha, which is in the singular. Rav Yosef said that the source that only men are commanded in the mitzvah of Pru Urvu is when Akash Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, Ani kel shakai prey uvrei, I am kel shakai, be fruitful and multiply, which is in the singular. And pointing with Rabbi Allah also said in the name of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Keshem shem mitzvah adam lomar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah adam shalomar davar she'eno nishma, just as it's a mitzvah for a person to say words of tochacha that will be accepted, so too there's a mitzvah for a person not to say words of tochacha that will not be accepted. Rabbi Abba said, chova, it's a chiyuv not to offer words of rebuke to someone who will not listen. Rabbi Elah also said in the name of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, mutar lo la'adam l'shanos b'davar hashalom, it's mutar for a person to deviate from the truth in a matter that threatens peace, which is learned from when Yosef's brother told him, after Yaakov's death, that Yaakov had told them to tell Yosef to forgive them. Rabbi Nassim says it's a mitzvah to do so, which can be learned from a Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Shmuel to tell Shaul that he was bringing a carbon, when in fact Shmuel was on his way to anoint David as Melech. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Samach Hei, and this Simmer was suggested to us by Hanan Davis, who suggested Samach Hei is a seh, a sheep. A sheep, so sheep is our Simmer. So here goes. The remarried, childless female shepherdess who was tending her flock when two previous husbands came and attempted to claim refunds on their ksubas was going to tell them that Pru or Vu was their mitzvah, not hers, but decided not to rebuke them since they probably wouldn't listen. Once again, it's a motion. The remarried, childless female shepherdess, that must mean we're on Daf Samachay, sheep. The remarried, childless female shepherdess who was tending her flock when two previous husbands came and attempted to claim refunds on their ksubas. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks if a woman who's married to previous husbands and had no children and then married a third husband and had no children, may the first two husbands come and say that it's now revealed that she's to blame for the childlessness and claim a refund for their ksuba payments, or may she claim that she only became infertile now? So, the remarried, childless female shepherdess who was tending her flock when two previous husbands came and attempted to claim refunds on their ksubas was going to tell them that Pru or Vu was their mitzvah, not hers, which reminds us, we have Machlokes Tana Kama Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, whether it's only men who are commanded in the mitzvah of Pru or Vu, or women are commanded as well. Psukim are brought to support each position. So the remarried childless female shepherdess who was tending her flock when two previous husbands came and attempted to claim refunds on their ksubas was going to tell them that Pru or Vu was their mitzvah, not hers, but decided not to rebuke them since they probably wouldn't listen. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Imre Belezer Rabbi Shimon, Kishem shem mitzvah adam lomar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah adam shalom lomar davar shenu nishma. Just as it's a mitzvah for a person to say words of rebuke that will be accepted, so too there's a mitzvah for a person not to say words of rebuke that will not be accepted. Rabbi Abba said, it's a chovah, it's a chiyuv, not to offer words of rebuke to someone who will not listen. So once again, the remarried childless female shepherdess who was tending her flock when two previous husbands came and attempted to claim refunds on their ksubas was going to tell them that Pru or Vu was their mitzvah, not hers, but decided not to rebuke them since they probably wouldn't listen. All right, now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Samachov. So the Simmer Daf Samachov is a saw, and we often use a magician sawing a person in half. So here goes. The Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an ol in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, saw the woman in half, that must be more in Daf Samachov. The Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an ol in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, didn't work out well, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brights where Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai used to say, Kivrei Ovdei Chochavim Einam Matam Be'ol, the graves of idolaters do not transmit tuma by way of an ol, for it's saying the Pasuk in Yechezkel, V'aten Tzoni Tzon Marisi Adam Atem. Now you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are Adam. Since the Pasuk refers to Yisrael as Adam, we can learn, Atem Krim Adam Ein Ov De Kochavim Krim Adam. You are referred to as Adam, but idolaters are not referred to as Adam. And since the Pasuk that discusses Tumas Ohel mentions Adam, we can learn that Tumas Ohel only applies to Yisrael and not idolaters. So, the Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an ohel in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, didn't work out well, did tricks with a deck of cards with different definitions of a zona on them, which reminds us that we have multiple opinions regarding who's considered a zona. So the Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an ol in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman a hat trick, didn't work out well, did tricks with a deck of cards with different definitions of a zona on them, for the man who came to the show together with his kids as well as new wife, who was incapable of having children. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a man may not abstain from procreation unless he has children. The Gemara infers from here that if he has children, he may abstain from procreation, but he may not abstain from a wife, meaning he's still chayav to be married. Rashi clarifies that he needs to be married, but he does not need to look for a woman who is capable of having children. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simmer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine admiral, submarine, that must be more in Daf Samach Beis. The submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the machlokes between Beisham and Beis Hillel regarding the mitzvah of Pru or Vu. Beisham holds the mitzvah is two males, learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Beis Hillel says it's a male and female, learned from Adam and Chava. The Gemara explains why they did not hold of each other's source. So the submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, agreed with his son who smashed the periscope when they got close to the bottom of a mountain, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Shosh Dvarim Asam Moshe Medaito, V'hiskim Nekosh Baruch Hu Imo. Moshe did three things based on his own understanding, Nekosh Baruch Hu agreed with him in each instance, separating from Tzipora after the Aseres HaDibros, breaking the luchos, and adding one day of abstinence in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. SBA for short, separating, breaking, abstinence. So the submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, agreed with his son who smashed the periscope when they got close to the bottom of a mountain and saw thousands of students who had died in a plague, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the death of Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 Talmidim and of rebuilding Torah in his old age with five Talmidim. Dav Samach Gimel, so the similar Dav Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue, that must be more Dav Samach Gimel. The man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, number one Ezer Kenegdo, which reminds us, the Gemara brings seven statements who were taught by Rabbi Lazar, among them are, Kol Adam Sheinu Isha, Eino Adam, any man who does not have a wife is not a whole man, for the Pasuk states, he created them male and female, and he called their name Adam. Also, what's the meaning of that which is written, Esla Ezer Kenegdo, I will make him a helpmate opposite him, Zacha Ozarto, Lo Zacha Kenegdo. The man is Zocha, she helps him, if he's not Zocha, she opposes him. So the man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, number one Ezer Kenegdo, soon found out that the woman he married was more bitter than death, which reminds us, we discussed the pasuk Motza Ani Marma Mavis as a Isha, and I found more bitter than death, the woman. And the Gemara brings the examples of the wives of Rav and Rabbi Chiya, as well as the custom done in Eretz Yisrael, that when a man would marry, they would ask him, Matzah or Motza? Did you marry a good wife or a bad wife? Matzah, as it's written, Matzah Isha Matzah Tov. He who has found a wife has found goodness. Or Motzah, as it's written, Motzah Nimar Mamavis is a Isha, and I found more bitter than death, the woman. So the man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, number one Ezer Kenegdo, soon found out that the woman he married was more bitter than death, who told him that he should have stayed single like the rabbi passing by, who craves Torah. Which reminds us when Ben Azai said that a man who does not procreate causes both the spilling of blood and the diminishment of the divine image, his colleagues questioned him on why he wasn't married. He answered, Uma Esa Shanafshi Chashak B'Torah, Esho Ayom Shizkayim Al Yedei Cherem. What else can I do? For my soul craves Torah. The world can be preserved through others. Dav Samach Dalet, so the Simur Dav Samach Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be more Dav Samach Dalet, Sod. The secret agent spying on the couple who just arrived from Chutz La'aretz after 10 years of childlessness, which reminds us, it was taught in Brice, if a man married a woman and remained with her for 10 years, but she didn't bear children, he must divorce her and give her the money he owes from her ksuba, shemel ozachu hibanos mimena, for perhaps he was not zocha to build a family through her. The Gemara brings a zechua davar, a hint for this din, where it says in the pasuk regarding Sarah giving Avram Hagar, that after 10 years of Avram living in Eretz Canaan, and she gave her to Avram, her husband to him as a wife. And this also teaches that the years that he spent living outside of Eretz Yisrael are not included in the count of 10 years, as Rashi explains, for perhaps it was the sin of living in Chutz La'aretz that prevented her from conceiving. So the secret agent spying on the couple who just arrived from Chutz La'aretz after 10 years of childlessness overheard the husband davening in a corner to no longer be sterile, which reminds us that Yitzhak Avinu was also akur, he was also sterile, and that's why the pasuk says that he davened with nochach ishto, opposite his wife. Rav Yitzchak said, why were the Avos and Imaos sterile? Mifnei Shekosh Baruch Hu misavu tefilasen shel tzedikim, because the Kosh Baruch Hu desires the tefilas of tzedikim. So the secret agent spying on the couple who just arrived from Chutz La'aretz after 10 years of childlessness overheard the husband davening in a corner to no longer be sterile, while his wife was hiding away the death certificates of her two previous husbands, which reminds us that some Malchus is going, how many husbands have to die before determining that the wife is a katanis, two or three? And the Gemara says that the reason we can presume there's a connection between their deaths, even though they're not related, is either Mayan Gorem, her spring causes her husband to die through having relations with her, and Ravashi said Mazal Gorem, we suspect her muzzle causes their deaths. All right, so this concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldenzich wishing a great day and great learning.